All right, y'all. I think we're going to jump right ahead into this video because I do not want to spend too much time on this lady, Doja Cat. Now, I think these photos drove me to make a video quicker than any other time she's ever done something outrageous and demonic on the internet. Now, over time, I've seen a lot of people ask me to do a video about Doja Cat, and I had her on my list, but, you know, it wasn't something I was just, you know, eager to do. I guess just because I just would look at her and, you know, it's like you know what she's doing. You know what I'm saying? You know the game that she's playing. And honestly, she just kind of get on my nerves. You know, she just kind of one of them people that she just gets on my nerves. Looking at these photos really drove me to, like, I just stopped everything I was doing and just said, you know what? I'm finna just go talk about this. I sent it to one of my homies. He was like, bro, you shouldn't even have sent me that. I had to close my eyes and exit out of the messages. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you should have warned me before you even sent me that. And I thought that was crazy just for somebody that ain't never even, you know, don't even really pay attention to her like that to see these kind of photos. You know, this is like, this to me just represents pure evil. It's purely demonic. This is crazy. Like, I'm not even going to spend too much time talking about her. This photo right here, this other one right here that she, you know, she put out as well. I almost thought this was real. Like, I really thought she was a demon. That's why I literally, like, my homie was like, nah, bro, I don't even think. I was like, you know, it's a costume or it's paint, whatever, bunch of cosmetics. He was like, nah, I don't even think that's nothing. He was like, I think that shit is really her on some shit. Then it kind of made me think about the Skrulls. Y'all know that Disney series? We talked about this a little bit with the Donald Marshall video. Because I remember the Skrulls were like, you know, they were kind of like what you think reptilians are underground. They shapeshift into people. They can shapeshift and infiltrate anything. And then they can also go back to their natural form. So she really looks like one of them with the way the ears are in these photos. But y'all, these kind of blew my mind. Now, y'all know she got a bunch of other pictures. And, you know, especially when she did that Illuminati birthday party, that Eyes Wide Shut birthday party. She got a bunch of other stuff where she's in blood, she's in all red. And I got a few of those photos, you know, just to throw up on this video. But these two photos right here, look. Now, but before I really go even further, I want to get to how she always likes to explain herself that she hasn't sold her soul. Now, just check these two clips out real quick.
Your Illuminati to comment and fucking, did you sell your soul shit? Y'all are so fucking corny. Y'all dress this shit every day. I don't care how long it takes till y'all shut the fuck up. It was Halloween. It was the month of Halloween. And my ass decides to throw a fucking Eyes Wide Shut party. And now because everybody's like, oh, the Illuminati signs, the Illuminati symbols all over the cake. I did a party that's based on the Illuminati because it's funny. That I'm famous and I can utilize that as a meme to fucking make you all scared on Halloween night or pre-Halloween. It's the point of the fucking party. That's why people have Halloween parties on fucking Halloween or before. Mine trumped all. Mine was so good that it had y'all acting fucking crazy till December. You're still caught in your feelings because you're so freaked out. I'm that good. You can just admit that. You don't have to be so scared.
I feel like I'm in fucking elementary school when people are like, oh, did you sell your soul yet? And then they run away. It feels like it's a bunch of like 7-year-olds being like, hey, Doja, did you sell your soul? And then they run as fast as they can away from me. And they start snickering in the corner. It's the same energy.
Bitch, you'll get exposed. What the fuck do you mean? Why are you different now? Shut the fuck up.
Someone goes, oh my god, this isn't Doja no more or some shit. What the fuck did that bitch say? Bro, this isn't Doja no more. No, it's not. Stupid ass bitch. No, it's not. Change the fucking... Leave.
Now, y'all see what she does, right? this is why she kind of annoys me. She kind of just gets on my nerves because she really tries to play people as if, like, you know, we dumb, as if what she's doing is just pure creativity, you know, coming from an artist that just loves to embrace her darkness. She's the kind of girl that will, you know, that'll give it to you that way. That's just art, you know, nothing else. The crazy thing about it is, and, you know, she says she does it because she knows she's going to get under people's skin. She's going to get views. The song that she just put out is literally titled Demons. She knows she's going to get views, comments. She's going to make money basically off of this image. Now, I've talked about this plenty of times as far as what the real meaning of selling your soul is on my channel. And you would think, you know, since she is so spirited and exposing and being dark and showing that dark side, you would think she would understand the concept of selling your soul. But clearly she doesn't. You know, she halfway admitted to doing this kind of stuff for the views, for the likes, for the money that she's gonna make off of it, because she has millions of fans. But the thing is, just like we've talked about before, it's not a situation where you can pull your soul out your body and give it to the devil and, here, I just sold my soul, devil. It's not like season 3 of American Horror Story that was called Coven, where Papa Legba tried to suck the soul out of the Supreme Witch. Remember, if y'all seen that season, she was trying to basically bargain for her life. She wanted to be immortal like the Queen Voodoo Witch. What's her name? I forget her name right now, but that's, you know, y'all remind me. So remember, Papa Legba tried to suck her soul out of her body. He was like, the deal is off. You don't have anything to sell. And he just disappeared. So my point is saying that it's not like that in real life. There ain't no demons sucking no souls out your body. You know, it's literally what she's doing. When you do things that go against human nature, when you do things that go against, like, your moral code, when you do things that go against your soul, basically, when you know it's wrong, when you're doing it for money, when you're doing it for, you know, worldly gains, basically, that is called selling your soul. That's like you robbing and stealing and killing every day for money and this and that. And you got your own reasons, but you know it's wrong. You selling your soul. You sold your soul. There's a lot of different examples of how people unknowingly sell their soul. And I chose to use that example about American Horror Story because guess what? The Supreme Witch tried to sell her soul and she didn't even know she didn't have a soul. Think about that. She is the Supreme Witch. Could do anything she wanted in the world. Make people bow down to her. She could kill somebody. The cops come there and investigate. And she tell the cop or spit on him. And now the cop don't even remember why he was there. She basically had the power of the devil. She could do anything in this world. And she was dumb enough to try to sell her soul to another demon, basically. You know, a medium between the physical world and the dark world, the underworld, which is what Papa Legba is. She was dumb enough to try to sell her soul to him and didn't even know she ain't had no soul. You the Supreme Witch. You know, she basically used her powers for evil in the show. You know, helping them get away with murders and all kind of stuff. She made, remember, the little gay dude that was on the council of the witches and stuff, how she was like, remember, my powers, my magic made you on that bestseller list. So she used her, you know, her supreme level for evil, basically. And she didn't even know, she wasn't even, you know, in the show, she wasn't smart enough to know that she didn't have a soul. She didn't have no soul, y'all. She tried to sell it. So that's my point right here with Doja Cat. She don't understand. You've already sold your soul. And that's why I'm like, I don't like her. I really don't. Because she really trying to play people. You trying to play young kids because you're 27 years old. She still appeal to a young audience. And then what you gonna do when you 40? You still gonna be doing this? What's she gonna do when she 40 years old? How you gonna, you know, how you gonna show your allegiance then? Because this damn near the ultimate vow, you know, vow, bow to the devil. You know, this is how you know the devil really up and up the way he used puppets and the evil and violence in this world. Because the devil know what's going on. He know that time is on the way and it's coming very fast. That's why you can't imagine what this kind of stuff gonna be on 10, 12, 15 years from now. But back to the point, she don't even know she already sold her soul. She's steady trying to be like, oh, Illuminati this and sold my soul. She thinking of like some, she gonna run into like the real devil, which she probably has ran into the real devil already. But she dumb too. She don't even know she already sold her soul. Think about that. I want y'all to think about that. The lady in American Horror Story, a whole supreme witch. You would think she knows she ain't got no damn soul. Tried to sell something that wasn't even there to begin with. Because y'all remember the Queen Voodoo Witch, Angela Bassett, she sold her soul. Remember? That's how she got to be immortal and she had to give up an innocent child. Every year to Papa Legba or something like that. And the crazy thing, my last point, is I said I wasn't going to spend too much time on her. I just can't do it. Shit, this shit evil. But look, my last point on this and how I was like, I think this is real right here, like her looking like this, is another thing. Y'all remember when we was talking about method acting, right? And in that video, I had those clips of Spike Lee talking about Denzel Washington just really like bodying that role of Malcolm X and becoming Malcolm X. And remember, we had a bunch of other examples of method acting. You know, obviously, what's his name? Heath Ledger, Jack Nicholson, all the people that were like really doing method acting to take on the role, the spirit that they were playing. Now, my point with that is, look how evil she looks, y'all. This is where I'm getting at. I'm just relating it to method acting because you don't get this kind of smirk. This is a real demon right here. I can't even call it a smirk. It's like that demon is done popped out of her. That's that demon right there. She embodies this shit. Like, you have to have a spirit in you in order for you to look like this. Look this close. This is the closest to what a real demon would look like that we would actually see with our physical eyes. Remember, we can't see the spirit world. We can't see real demons. This right here, though, when they manifest and they get inside of a human, this is what they look like through a human right here. Bro. Like, she is too good. Too good at looking like a real demon. And that right there lets me know that she is definitely highly possessed by a demon, bro. Highly possessed. Like, we can't, as humans, we can't naturally just give this smirk off. We're not supposed to be able to look like this unless we inhabit it by a spirit. That demon spirit. I guarantee she probably do rituals before she do the video and do shit like this in order to really bring it out. Bring her so-called demonic art out. You know? But I rebuke this shit in the name of Jesus. And I'm serious. From the heart, I rebuke this shit. Because I don't want to see this when I go to sleep. Because this shit is damn near the most evil looking picture I have ever seen. Look at the position she in. She hunched over like looking like a real demon, y'all. Like, this is absolutely ridiculous. Like, I'm not even going to lie to y'all. This looks beyond real. So serious, bro. And y'all wonder why we talk about all this stuff all the time and keep exposing this stuff. Because it's still happening. I told y'all, I'm going to keep saying that this stuff is going on just like it started 5 or 10 years ago. This junk evil, bro. This is evil. But anyways, man, y'all already know what's going on. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this in the comments. Run it up. You know, let her have it, please, because I already know we on the same page, man. So with that being said, it's Black Balloon, and I'm going to see y'all soon. I'm out.